This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. President Donald Trump is blasting those he says were responsible for starting the special counsel's Russia probe. But after deriding special counsel Robert Mueller for months about his investigation, he said Monday that the prosecutor had acted honorably by clearing him of allegations that he colluded with Moscow. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Without naming anybody, the president says his foes did treasonous things.
Those people will certainly be looked at.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham says he'll investigate Justice Department actions after the president compared them to a failed coup.
We'll begin to unpack the other side of the story.
Democrats, meantime, are dismissing Attorney General William Barr's summary of the special counsel's report, seizing on a line that says the report does not exonerate the president of obstruction, though Barr said there's not enough evidence to find the president committed a crime. California Congressman Ro Khanna.
We need to have the full report. We need to have the Attorney General testify.
Maybe even Bob Mueller himself. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Thailand, the top two parties began angling for the upper hand in forming a new government on Monday after partial results showed no group won a majority of seats in the country's first national election since a 2014 military coup. The partial results show the military-backed Palang Pracharath Party won the most popular votes nationwide, but under a complicated new electoral system put in place by the junta, the anti-military Pheu-Thai Party is likely to win the highest numbers of seats in the House. Each party insists its advantage gives it the right to try to form a government, though neither holds a majority in terms of votes or seats. The UN is making an emergency appeal for $282 million for the next 3 months to help Mozambique start recovering from the devastation of Cyclone Idai. The funding will be used to provide water, sanitation, education, and restoring the livelihoods of hundreds of thousands of people. This is VOA News. Israeli forces struck targets across the Gaza Strip Monday in response to a surprise rocket attack from the Palestinian territory. The military bolstered its troops and rocket defense systems in anticipation of a new round of heavy fighting with the Islamic militant group Hamas. Israel opened public bomb shelters in most major cities, and civil defense authorities canceled sports events and public transportation in southern Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about the unrest during a White House meeting with President Trump before cutting short his trip to Washington to return home. He says neither Israel nor he will tolerate rocket attacks on the Jewish state.
Israel is responding forcefully to this wanton aggression. I have a simple message to Israel's enemies. We will do whatever we must do to defend our people and defend our state.
President Trump signed a proclamation Monday recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, reversing more than a half century of U.S. policy in the Middle East. He announced it in a surprise tweet last week. The president said it was time for the U.S. to take the step after 52 years of Israeli control of the strategic highlands on the border with Syria. Prime Minister Theresa May says she does not have enough support in Parliament to hold a third vote on a deal for Britain's exit from the European Union. Her proposed deal has been rejected twice. Right now, Britain is set to leave the bloc without a deal on April 12th, which May has said she will avoid. May said she's skeptical that indicative votes for alternative Brexit plans would provide a clear path to the divorce. Michael Avenatti, best known as the lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels and a vocal critic of President Trump, has been arrested and charged with extortion by federal prosecutors in New York and Los Angeles. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles says Michael Avenatti was arrested in New York on charges of extortion, bank fraud, and wire fraud. According to a criminal complaint, Avenatti threatened to use his ability to garner publicity to smear Nike. The complaint describes a scheme where Avenatti threatened to call a news conference to allege misconduct by employees of the sportswear giant unless the company paid him millions of dollars. The arrest came less than an hour after Avenatti tweeted that he planned to hold a news conference tomorrow regarding Nike. Warren Levinson, New York.
Norwegian officials have opened an investigation into why a cruise ship carrying more than 1,300 people set sail along the country's often wild western coast despite storm warnings, forcing a major evacuation by helicopter. Hospital officials said one person is in critical condition. Eight others are still hospitalized. The Viking Sky was headed for southern Norway when it had engine problems and issued a Mayday call on Saturday afternoon. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News,